This is transactional entertainment lawyer Joshua Lasteen, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the Geekcast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
Meet Grimlock, not podcaster, meet Grimlock King!
Hello everyone, this is TFG and Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network. This is the pull bag, episode 564 to 569. You're going to hear this exact same clip in all of these episodes. These are syndicated episodes from my buddy Jesse Early's podcast, Another Comic Review. We have already released these over on his podcast, and because it's the end of the year 2024, and I need some content for the pullbag, I am syndicating them here. They are in their unaltered entirety as they appear on Another Comic Review. So please, have a listen. This is G.I. Joe and Void Rivals. You'll hear those comics being reviewed in episodes 564 to 569, only on the Geekcast Radio Network's The Pull Bag. Thanks for listening.
This is Another Comic Review, episode 33, recorded October 27th, 2024.
Another comic review!
Welcome to another comic review. My name is Jesse, and as always, I am joined by TFG1 Mike of GeekCastRadio.com.
Hello, hello. I am here.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
We are here, and we are ready to conclude these G.I. Joe miniseries.
Yep.
So topic number one, we are going to be discussing Destro number 5 by Dan Waters, Andrea Bresson, Adriana Lucas, and Russ Wooten. Quick synopsis from imagecomics.com. Destro, Cobra Commander, the Crimson Twins. The most dangerous powers in the Energon universe are at war, but only one can win. The road to G.I. Joe number 1 ends here. And my quick rundown, we open with Zamet and Tomax leading Cobra Commander around Mars HQ, where they are stunned to see that Destro is very much alive and well when they get to his chamber. Cobra Commander steps aside as Destro and the brothers have an all-out war between themselves, with the brothers' troops taken out by Destro's forces. After a lengthy and bloody battle, Destro announces that here in his house, he forgives the twins, which seems kind of odd to me. But Destro agrees with Cobra Commander that an alliance is needed and that they all must unite under the Cobra banner. Cobra Commander is impressed, but for now, Destro tells them all to get the hell out of his building. Get out of here. We cut to some time in the near future where Destro and Astoria are having a rooftop dinner as they watch a nuclear warhead launch into space and destroy the overkill weapon as they share a kiss. In an epilogue in the tomb of the family Destro, Destro gets his revenge. I knew we weren't going to conclude this without going back to that damn... Destro gets his revenge on his cousin Darklon for trying to sell Mars to the twins by applying a fiery hot family mask directly to his face. We conclude with something fiery flying through space and into Earth's atmosphere that is being tracked by Cobra, whose scanners indicate that it is mechanical and almost organic in nature. So thoughts and review of Destro number 5.
Again.
Yeah.
I never want to read anything this person writes ever again. Never. Never, never, never. There is a scene in here. I forget which scene it is, but there is a scene in here. And I don't know if Mr. Dan Waters is British or English or American or whatever. I don't know. But there is a line in here that is so clunky, my English teacher would have slapped this guy silly. And it's so stupid because it's just a little lot. Like, it's just too much. I'm trying to find it. And honestly, the end of this issue is like, okay, Sure. Cybertronian crashing to Earth and Cobra Commander ready to get his hands on it. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But, yeah, no, it just... Ugh.
He's British, by the way.
Is he British? Okay, well, Dan, I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't know that. Wasn't
you're going
sure.
to take him
wasn't
to... Sure. You gotta take him to tea now, man.
Okay, well, you know. Again, the art's great. I love the art. The art is cool. But...
It's not Daddy, but Daddy's Home, is it?
Oh, no.
That's
it's
pretty
not.
Cringy.
No. Yeah, that is very cringy. But it was like, there are too many words in the sentence, is what it is. Like, I like seeing the Hiss tanks. I love seeing Cobra Commander, Destro, and the twins. Kind of, sort of, together, as far as, like, seeing them on the same pages kind of thing. But, yeah, no, just...
So overall, I would say, you're saying you're not a fan of number five here.
And the problem is, it doesn't... Even though we go back to the ancient spirits of evil in Clan Destro's Himalayan hideout, or whatever the hell it is... It essentially pushes him aside, like it doesn't do anything with him. Like, in the first half, it's like, oh my god, he's destroyed, he's gone, we can take over Mars, we can do this, we can do that. Blah, 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 blah. And at the end of it all, it's like, I was hoping for something better. I was hoping that I would actually like this last issue. I was hoping that this would get me excited to see what Destro is going to do in the main book, if anything. But at the same time, it's like, they're kind of writing him off here.
I mean, yeah, if you were hoping for that, we certainly didn't get that.
No, not at all.
I mean, I think after I read this, so this came out as of recording this about, was it 4 days ago, 5 days ago? Something like that. I had messaged both you and Ryan and said that it's still not great or something to that effect, but it's the best of the series. Yeah, it's I'm glad that it's over. Like I said, this is the best of the series, which isn't saying much. If you like action, you like fighting, we got that in this issue, but that's really it, I think. I don't like the Destro character coming out of this, right? I think the miniseries should have set up the character
better.
Better, yes. But by the time that we got to the end of the miniseries, it's like, all right, now I'm invested in this character. And I don't, right? He's with Astoria, it seems. I don't care. Yeah. Like, how is that going to play into G.I. Joe? Probably not. Maybe it will. I don't know. Who cares? I mean, I guess Astoria is on the front of the cover in issue one, right, of G.I. Joe. One of the covers that we've seen. So yep. I guess she's still there, but
yeah, she's
I don't
still gonna be there, but
I don't care about that relationship at all.
No.
And I mean, this issue seemed to have a lot of heavy lifting here at the end on page are we on here? Page 19, where it's like, all right, we see the four of them all together, right? The twins, Cobra Commander, and Destro. And he's like, Destro's like, we have to unite under the Cobra banner.
Yeah.
It's almost like we had the five issues just so we could have that one line.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, and then there's this little epilogue thing where he's like slamming the mask on his cousin here, who ends up looking like Dr. Doom, right? He's wearing like Dr. Doom garb. He's got this metal mask on his face now, which is I thought was kind of funny. And then the very last two pages here, right? We're seeing something fly in from presumably Cybertron. Is it from issue 12, right, when Cybertron blows up?
I think, maybe. I could be wrong.
Don't know.
But you know, we don't know. And that's the problem, is that they've talked about the Energon stuff. They've talked about Mars using it. They've kind of showed us that Mars uses it, and that obviously Cobra Commander wants it. But nobody's really doing anything with it.
Right, yeah. They don't say what they're doing. So, right, Cobra Commander's got this Energon, but what's he using it for at this point?
Yeah, nothing.
It's, I guess, going to run the Mars stuff?
I guess.
But, so, like, he sought it out, right, back in the Cobra Commander miniseries, sought it out, found it, produced it. It's like, okay, what are we using it for? I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I don't even think the writer knows at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, if I have to say anything positive about this, other than, like I said, it's the best of the five. I did like the art in this.
Yeah, the art's amazing.
I have no issues with the art. The art's very cool. The art's awesome. It's the and that's the thing. This entire series, all five issues, I think we maybe have had one or two issues with the art, but overall, the art is awesome. It's the writing in this series that sucks. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's just not good. Like I think you could have told with what we have here, right? Just take all of the art that we've got through issues 1 through 5, right? If everything was exactly the same, I feel like you could still tell a better story, right? Just write down different words. You could tell a much better story than what we've got on the pages. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that.
No.
But I feel like somebody could.
Yeah, somebody could.
But yeah, I'm like I said, I'm glad this is over. The Image Comics synopsis, right? The road to G.I. Joe number one ends here. I think I agree with that more so than with Scarlet, as we'll get to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't feel like this really sets up G.I. Joe number one, with the exception of, again, the four of them saying, right, we're going to be under the Cobra banner.
Yeah. Like, that's the only thing here. Because the ending of the... And again, so, all right, take away the epilogue, okay? Just forget it. Forget it just for this example here. Forget it exists, okay? So we don't know what the hell is going on with Cybertron. We don't know what's crash landing Earth. Basically, Destro and Astoria team up to destroy the overkill satellite thing or whatever the hell, and they kiss at the end. Like, if that had said the end under the to the right under the explosion on in space, like, oh, okay. Bad guy and his girlfriend win the day, they blew up the thing that was gonna kill them or whatever, but it leads nowhere. It ends with the, like, literally. What this is it's Mandalorian Season 3, the very final episode where Din and Grogu and they're sitting on their little back porch and they Looney Tunes it. They basically close it. That's all, folks. That's all this requires here is a Porky Pig, like, literally, I even though this isn't happening in the comic, I can see Porky Pig popping in and even, okay, let's put the epilogue back in. Okay, fine. Destro's going to get revenge on Darklon because Darklon did blah, 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 whatever the hell Darklon did. And he's going to do the same thing that was done to him and done to his ancestors and blah, blah, blah. And the apparently Darklon, the cousin, can't hear the ancestor. No, he can't. Not everyone can. Not everyone is a psychopath like you, Destro.
Right.
The best part of this entire issue. The future is arriving. The future is war. Literally, that's the best part. The final two pages. Commander, we've been blah, 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 and Cobra Commander says, but what? We've picked up something else. It appears to be mechanical, entering orbit above the Pacific, but our scans can't understand the alloy. If I didn't know better, it was almost organic. And then we end with, oh, Cybertron, have you sent me more gifts? Like, those are the two best pages in this comic. And none of that has anything to do with Destro, his character, Mars Industries, the twins, anything else that has been in these five issues.
Right, again, so the most interesting character in this is not even the title
character. Not even the lead character. Like, Chameleon is the more interesting character. Astoria, right. Say what you will about Astoria. Like, I want a comic with her in it. Like, you know, I want to know more about her because, as I've said in the previous episodes we've done, whether it's G.I. Joe or Transformers, anytime we mention Astoria, the girl who loved Powerglide, we all know that episode is very, very cringy and very, very just, ah. But, like, when they introduced her in this, I was like, oh, interesting, a different take on her. That's kind of cool. But Destro, I give two shits less.
Yeah, so and I guess I missed this the first time or wasn't even thinking through because it was early in the morning. Uh-huh. But so it says, we picked up something else. So this is what you just read. It appears to be mechanical, entering orbit above the Pacific. I don't know if it's, and I don't know what that means, entering orbit. It seems to be crashing through the atmosphere.
Yeah.
But so at the end of 12, right, that's where Prime and Beachcomber?
I think so.
Right, yeah. Crash landing into the ocean. I'm wondering if that's what this is here.
I don't know.
Because at the very least, if that's what this is, then those, we're finally at the same timeline.
Yeah, we're finally in the same timeline. Yeah.
If it's not it, then I have no idea.
And to talk about the preview for G.I. Joe, because we're only going to talk about this here, folks. When we move on to Scarlet, we're not going to talk about it because it's the same preview in both books. But I think this is kind of cool. I like the art style. I like the colors. The colors are more, at least in this preview, they're more Duke than anything else as far as, like, the coloring of the, like, because it's G.I. Joe. They're green, they're brown, they're tan, they're beige, they're olive, whatever. And then there's fire effects and all kinds of stuff. But it's basically a roll call. It's basically telling you, hey, this is the team with Duke that's going. Like, what I wish would have happened was that this issue had this preview and the Scarlet issue. Because they mentioned two G.I. Joe teams, right? Like, Duke was going to head one and Baroness was going to head the. Well, Baroness is in this team. But the point is, I remember them mentioning that there were going to be two separate G.I. Joe teams that were going to tackle whatever. I'm looking forward to G.I. Joe just to see what it does, but after this, I don't ever want to see Destro again. Or if it, you know,
yeah. So there are two teams. The second one, I got the. It's in the pre-comic book day. Yep. I'm trying to recall. It's got Lady J and let's see. It's Flint. Flint and Lady J.
Flint and Lady J. That's what it is. Yeah. Like, that would have been cool. Like, I know, I get it. They don't want to do two separate whatever for two separate comics. But again, if you wanted to really get people in to the G.I. Joe ongoing, I think it would have been interesting to have. And I guess maybe the reason why they didn't do that and they just had the same preview in both is because not everyone is probably reading both. So you at least get one preview. But as people who are reading both and who are going to be reading at least the first couple of issues of G.I. Joe, depending on how well that goes, or unfortunately how well it doesn't go, depending on what it is. Well, you right. know, I'm just saying, like, there are plenty of times where you read an issue one or an issue two or an issue three, or maybe you read a first arc and you're like, this is okay, it's not really my cup of tea kind of thing, I'm just going to go over here and deal with other things that I prefer more kind of thing. I don't know. I'm saying that to say that I'm not judging it yet. I'm just, it's any comic. It's not just something I haven't even read yet, but like, that's how, at least for me, comics, you like, I mentioned this literally recently because we're probably going to finish it off. When DC Comics did the Black Label series for Superman Year One, which is written by Frank Miller back in 2019, I think it was, my buddy Joe Reed and I discussed the first two issues, and I saw the preview for the third issue, and I'm like, don't bring in the other two of the... Don't bring in Batman. This is Superman's story. Don't bring in Batman and Wonder Woman in the third issue to wrap it up. What the hell? And I haven't read that third issue in 5 years. so that's what I mean. Like, it does, like, I don't want people to listen to me talking now and say, oh my God, he's already... No, I'm not judging G.I. Joe. I'm saying comics in general, you generally have one issue. You have that first issue to pull people in. And if it pulls people in and they want to come back for the second issue, that's great. Just like these miniseries that we've done. There were plenty of times we got to issue three on all of these, I think for me, except for Scarlet. But the other ones, like, we were like, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to continue? We even asked ourselves that, on air, off air, whatever. I mean, here we are at the end, thank God. But, you know, thank God for Destro. No, don't thank God for Destro. But the, you know what I mean? Like, it just, like, I don't know. It's just frustrating because this was bad.
Yeah, thankfully we don't have to spend the $3.99 a month anymore. I can spend it on something else.
Yeah, you can spend it on something else. And what I love here is, like, I don't know. I'm a glutton for punishment. I will. Ooh, wait a minute. Is there not?
So you're going to pick up the hard copy of this when they...
What I was going to say. So they don't. Okay, so in Destro on Kindle Comics, at the end, it's like, pick up these alternate covers for Destro. But in Scarlet, I think, is it, come on, move, slider. Yeah, at the end of, oh no, it is covers. Where did I see, I swear I, oh, I know where it is. It's over here on the web, okay. It's on one of these websites where it's like, oh, collect, I swear I saw the trades for these Like, all of them. Like, collected edition coming in whatever, November, December, whatever it is. I forget where I saw it. But I was like, oh, cool, they're advertising the trades already.
Yeah, I think you saw them online.
Probably. Yeah, but Destro's done, and probably give it, for a final issue, I'd probably give it a 2.5 out of 5. The rest of the series is probably, like, ones.
I think I would agree with that. Like I said, I think this is the best of the five, but that's not really saying much. So
no.
And there, I mean, there are pieces of this series. Like, if you look at every issue, maybe not every issue, maybe most issues. I know there's only five, but if you look at most issues, I think there are like pieces you can pick out and say like, oh, this is interesting. This could be fun. Certainly not the shit where he's in the Himalayan mountains, but there are certain pieces where you can pick out.
Yeah. There are certain threads, there are certain things that I wanted to see more of or less of in Destro, and it. And the problem is, okay, we start off really strong with introducing the character and talking about his, you know, ancient spirits of evil in the Himalayas and everything else, and talking about his history and everything else. And I think my favorite part out of this entire 5-issue miniseries is the flashback, where we learn about his ancestors, where his ancestors got masked up and all that stuff. Like, I think that was my favorite part out of this entire thing.
So what you need is just like a miniseries on Destro's ancestors then.
Not really. But like, because it just, I don't know. It starts off, it tries to go somewhere. I think it ran out of gas by issue 3. Issue 4 comes out. We had hope, and then I forget what we said in the issue 4 review, but something happened where I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I really don't like this. I was fine with issue 4 up until, like, one point, I think, and then I looked at it, no, don't stop. And then issue 5 gets here.
I don't even care enough.
Yeah, no.
I was just going to say, I didn't even care enough to go back to look at that issue to try to figure out what it is.
Nope. And then issue 5 gets here, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is going to be an epic conclusion kind of thing. Well, it concludes, literally, with an epilogue of Cobra Commander watching something crash land on Earth from Cybertron. Which has nothing to do with the Destro. Like, honestly, they could have ended this issue with him, quote-unquote, being dead and everybody, you know, celebrating his death and the twins being able to take over Mars and Cobra Commander being able to do whatever he wanted to do. Like, they could have ended it there. But they didn't. This is the first time in a long time with mainstream comics that I have been this negative. Like, there's usually one or two or three things out of a series that I can nitpick, or I can point at that I didn't like this part, but the rest of it's okay. I think these 5 issues, I have more negativity in these 5 comic book episodes that we've done here than I have in the last 12 years of reviewing comics.
Well, so I do have something to I want to ask you here. So on page 21, sure, where the two of them are kissing, right, and the mm-hmm. satellite's blowing up in the air, I agree. Yep. Like the comic should have ended there. That should have been like a full page spread, and it should have just ended with them kissing. You see it blowing up in the air. Yeah. We didn't need the little picture below of the actual satellite blowing up. Like, it could have just been up in the sky like we see with them kissing. But if we skip ahead, so past the epilogue, you know, past the I'm gonna stick this mask on your face, where we get to the future is arriving, the future is war, we actually see, right, this point in time is actually the same moment where they're kissing and it's blowing up that satellite, right? Because we see this piece of Cybertron flying towards Earth, but it's also flying, you know, right through or right directly towards this exploded satellite.
Yeah.
And again, right, because this is called Destro, right, we could have circled back and yep. maybe they could have been like holding each other, like looking at the sunset or something, and we could have seen that thing streak across the sky, right?
Yeah,
they could have tied it all back in, but it's like, no, yeah, we're just going to focus on Cobra Commander.
like that's the, again, if you start a story with a character, any character, but let's just, and look, I am a published author of poetry, but I'm not a professional writer kind of thing. It's not my day job. It's not what I make, whatever. as far as, like, podcasting is quote-unquote my day job, because I do it, like, essentially 18 and a half hours out of the day. But anyway, the point is that if I'm writing a story, and I'm creating a character, and I want this character to have a rich characterization, and which means it has to have a rich backstory, it has to have, you know, reasons for people to care about the character. And I care more about Chameleon than I do Destro. I care more about the twins than I do. I'm more interested to see more with them than Destro, in his own series, is basically left at the starting line, left in the dust. Yes, he has a couple of cool moments. Yes, he has a couple of cool lines. Yes, his metal face has a couple of cool close-ups. But in five issues, that's like five things I can count on one hand. Like, that's it. The rest of it is all about the support. I'm trying to think of a TV show that did this. But the point, like, say me, you, Ryan, and a bunch of our other friends are starting a whatever. And all three of us are the main characters or whatever and whatever. Like, you take a time, and this is the problem with these miniseries, really. There's not enough time in five issues, and I've said this in the other episodes that we've done. There's not enough time to fully flesh out. But compare Destro to Stunning Scarlet, which we will get to, and I'm not so sure I like the ending on Scarlet, but it's a lot better than this. But you take Scarlet and Destro as characters, I feel more attached to Scarlet and what she's gone through in her five issues than I do with Destro in the five issues he had. Because essentially, Dan Waters basically pushed him aside a couple of times, and it's like, why do we care about this guy? I care more about the girl who loves Powerglide than I do Destro.
So on that note, you want to hop over to Scarlet?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so topic number two, Scarlet number five by Kelly Thompson, Marco Ferrari, Lee Luffridge, and Russ Wooten. Quick synopsis from ImageComics.com. Miniseries finale, final issue, everything that Scarlet, Storm, Shadow, and Jinx have been planning comes to a head, and the future of the Energon universe will change forever. The road to G.I. Joe number one ends here. Or did it end with Destro? I don't know. Quick rundown. My quick rundown. We open where we concluded issue four on the 48th floor of the Sato 3 building with Scarlet, Jinx, and Storm Shadow holding the Sword of Life. As the three get ready to leave, a gunship opens fire with an RPG and blows a hole into the building. Luckily, all three survive. The forces behind the gunship storm into the building where it is revealed to be Cobra, led by Cobra Commander, all looking for a weapon. Cobra Commander looks up to see our three protagonists escaping and opens fire on them, hitting Scarlet in the left shoulder. The three jump off the building and parachute to the ground, where they agree to meet up in 3 hours. In the meantime, Scarlet quickly grabs a disguise and meets up with Snowjob at a local bar, where she hands over her burn bag and says that she can't leave without Jinx. 3 hours later, our protagonists meet up somewhere outside of Tokyo as they head to the Arashikage stronghold. Storm Shadow hands over the sword to the Hardmaster, I really hate that name, who proclaims that they will now enter a new phase of the Arashikage as he hands the sword back. Don't know why they handed it off, but he handed it back. We conclude with Storm Shadow holding the sword aloft as chance of Arashikage breakout amongst the clan. Thoughts and review of Scarlet number five.
By the power of Hardcastle, I have the... Like, really? Seriously? You're gonna heme it? Kelly, if you're listening to this, you're an amazing writer. I've loved your work, but this is the end of this story? Is them rebuilding the Arashikage and yeah, I don't know. Again, Scarlet's character, I absolutely love her character. I think her character is great. I love her loyalty. I love the way that she just wants to go back and save Jinx and get Jinx out and do all that stuff. I love how Cobra Commander shows up. I really enjoyed this, but ending is a little confusing, and these previews, or not previews, but these comics, these solicits for these comics basically say, the road to G.I. Joe number one ends here. Technically, it should be begins here, because if these, like, is Storm Shadow not going to show up in G.I. Joe? Is Scarlet not going to show? I don't think so. Is Destro not going to? I hope he doesn't. But it's like, the way that they've advertised these final issues is like, all roads end here, and no more roads shall be taken. There are no two roads in a yellow wood that are diverged kind of thing. I was less frustrated with this I'm interested to see what happens with these characters in the future, but I don't know, man. This just, and it's not the middle part of the story that's bugging me. It's the way that they've ended these stories that for me is the problem.
Yeah. So if we compare and contrast Destro with Scarlet, right? The difference between those two, I mean, there's a lot of differences, obviously, but one of the main differences as it relates to the main protagonist here, right? The actual person that the miniseries is supposed to be about, right? Is that with Scarlet, we follow Scarlet literally from the very first page of the first issue all the way to the last page of issue number 5, right? We yep. see her story throughout the entire thing, right? There are other characters obviously mixed in, but yeah. we're following her from start to finish.
Yeah.
And that's how Destro should have been.
Yes.
And that's why I love Scarlet, the Scarlet series, because it does that.
Yeah.
And we're solely focused on that character. What it is that she's going through. We get to see her interacting with great other characters. She did it with, what's his name? That broke into her house.
I'm
trying to think of his name. Stalker.
Stalker. Yeah.
Right. So we actually see a couple of different times where she's sitting down and talking with a character.
Yes.
And I like that it takes a break in the action to do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Obviously, it's like throwing story plot out there for you to take in and kind of understand what's going on. But I like that because it's a nice breather to all the action that's packed into this miniseries.
Yeah.
So that's what I really like about this particular series. But I agree with you. And I think I mentioned this again after I read it somewhere in one of our chats. I didn't like how the series ended. I feel like, yeah. well, Destro ended in a way that didn't include Destro.
Yeah.
I feel like at the very least, it wrapped it up to the point where it's like, okay, right. We're all under the banner, the umbrella now of Cobra. That's yeah. where we're going to be going forward. With this, I don't know what happens, right? Because isn't Storm Shadow part of Cobra at some point down the line? And I don't know what's going to happen with Scarlet. I don't know what's going to happen with Jinx. Those two don't know what's going to happen with Storm Shadow and this sword.
Yeah. So he passes the sword over to the Hard Master, which I'm hoping we with Kelly at some point. I'm trying not to criticize so much, but I just that name is not a good name in my eye. So the narrative here after that happens, it says, I assume naively perhaps that the sword would go to the Hard Master, but I can tell from Jinx's face that she assumed the same. Is this fine? If it is, why do I have this horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach? And then Storm Shadow says, the future of the Arashikage, we have Arashikage chance, and blah, 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 blah. And then, like, Jinx just kind of, you know, half salutes her, stay cool. And then we have the ending of Storm Shadow holding it up and everybody just being like, Arashikage, Arashikage. And her response to stay cool, Scarlet's response to stay cool is, yeah, no kidding. I like this ending more than the Destro ending. Here it is. It was in Scarlet. It's before the preview. I don't know if it was in Destro or not. This is where I saw. So Duke's trade paperback is available now. Scarlet's trade paperback will be available in November. So will Destro's be available. Yeah. So Cobra Commander and Duke's trade paperbacks are available now. Scarlet and Destro, I was right. They're both going to be available in November. Since this is the fifth issue and final issue of both in October, they probably already have those trades ready to go for November. So if people wanted to collect these miniseries as trade paperbacks and you haven't read it yet, you're not like us doing single issue podcast reviews here, I would say pick up Scarlet, and that's probably the only one I can recommend, because the other stories are just too... Duke is almost too bland, if I remember correctly. Cobra Commander is too weird, because they tried to make it a horror story.
I mean, yeah, I recall you really liking Duke.
Yeah, I liked it, but at the same time, I see that it's bland, and trust me, as someone who eats nothing but bland food with no spices, I get it. But it's one of those things where if I walked into a comic book shop right now, today, or next month in November, and I saw these four on the shelf, I would go to Scarlet first before any of the others. I do not recommend anybody pick up Destro because they don't need that money.
Nah, they might as well just save the trees and not print that guy.
Exactly.
But I think I would agree with you. Like, if you're looking to pick anything up, definitely pick this up. Again, the only thing I hate about the Scarlet series is this very last page.
Yeah, that was a little like,
because like I said, I don't think it actually ends. It obviously it doesn't end her story.
No, that's why I'm like the advertising of the road to G.I. Joe. Number one ends here. No, it should be the road to G.I. Joe begin. We you want us to continue on, right? You want long time and quote unquote long time fans. This is the first time we've read the whatever. But the point is, you want comic book fans who read comics. You want them to continue on to the main ongoing that you're starting. It shouldn't have been the road ends. It should have been the road begins here, because the story is going to continue. Because if it ends, well then. No more Scarlet, no more Destro, thank freaking God. No more Duke, no more Cobra Commander. And Cobra Commander, Duke, and Scarlet are those three series. Like I said earlier, a second ago, Duke is a little bland, Cobra Commander's a little weird. Scarlet's actually good, because like you said, it focuses on the main character of the story, and it enhances right. The story with the supporting characters around her. Whereas Destro just pushes him aside and brings in everybody else.
Yep, 100%.
If I was going to rate Scarlet, I would probably give Scarlet number 5 a 3.5 out of 5. And the only reason why it's a 3.5 is because of the end. And, like, if I'm misreading this, if I'm reading this incorrectly, Kelly, please let me know, because I don't want to misread your writing. But the point is that Jinx is like, they're basically going solo. Stay cool. I'm gonna try whatever it is Scarlet says. No kidding. Like, they're setting off. Kelly, as the writer, is setting off something with these two characters where Jinx is out and she's leaving Scarlet to, which is weird because Scarlet didn't want to leave her. But yet, Jinx is going to supposedly leave her to face Storm Shadow? This makes no sense to me. And maybe, again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. We're not printing retractions, folks. I'm already apologizing as I'm talking about this. It didn't... I wanted something more. I like the Mission Impossible style of Kelly's writing within the Scarlet miniseries. I think that is cool. I think that is great. I would love to watch or read, I should say, another Scarlet miniseries or a Scarlet ongoing where she's doing nothing but Mission Impossible type missions. I think that's freaking cool because I love Scarlet's inner monologue. I love how she interacts with the characters around her. I think that's all very good. I just think that there had to have been some other ending other than Storm Shadow having a He-Man moment. And everybody, Arashikage, Arashikage, Arashikage! Like, what? It was confusing. And here's hope. And again, we don't know how G.I. Joe number one or the overall G.I. Joe ongoing is going to be, because it's not here yet, obviously. But
I guess what I would say is what I don't like about it is that it's no longer a self-contained story.
Right.
Right. We have to read G.I. Joe to figure out what happens here. Right. Yeah. Whereas you could read Duke, you could read Cobra Commander, you could even read Destro. Yeah. And obviously there's more that happens beyond them, but I feel like they're all self-contained stories. Yeah. Again, you could go on future adventures with them by reading whatever comes next. But this story doesn't wrap up here, even though at the bottom of this last page, it says the end, period. It should have been the end question mark.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. So, yeah.
Now if you go to pick up the trade, it's like, oh, all right, I got this self-contained story about Scarlet. It's like, oh, nope, you don't. You got to read G.I. Joe. So I guess what I would question there is this really how Kelly wanted to end the series, Or was this like an edict from above where it's like, hey, we want to continue this or bring these characters into G.I. Joe at some point. So yeah. Can you just kind of end your story in such a way that we can do that, right? Just continue on.
Yeah. Or again, yeah, Storm Shadow. So again, G.I. Joe folks, if you're listening to this, whether it's people that work at Skybound/Image or if it's G.I. Joe fans, excuse me, I'm a little ignorant, but if I remember correctly, Snake Eyes is the good one, Storm Shadow is the bad one. Storm Shadow eventually joins Cobra, etc., etc., etc. So the end of this story, everything Scarlet has gone through up until the final page, supposedly, allegedly, quote-unquote, Jinx, and if I'm reading that wrong, you can tell me, anybody else can tell me, the author herself can tell me, if I'm reading that thing of Stay Cool, where Jinx just does the little two-finger salute, and Scarlet says, no kidding, Jinx is leaving her to take on Storm Shadow and the Arashikage with the sword, which means that the villain wins, because Storm Shadow has the sword. And at some point, I guess he's going to take the Energon sword down to Cobra Commander or over to wherever, etc., etc., etc. I was hoping that the end of this Scarlet story was going to be her taking it back to General Hawk, taking it back to G.I. Joe, taking it back. Like, that was the whole point, right? She was supposed to get the sword, and she didn't get it. So that leads me to believe at some point in the G.I. Joe ongoing, we are going to have something more to do with the sword and all of that, I assume. But then again, if I make assumptions, I make an ass out of myself, you, and everybody else.
I mean, I think that's the only way you can look at it. I think that's exactly what's going to happen, right?
All as I know at the end of the day is I want to see more Scarlet, less Destro. End of story.
Yes, I would 100% agree on that.
You got any other of your bullet points or anything else you want to point out before we get to previews and stuff?
I don't have any other bullet points. I will just conclude again by saying, of the four G.I. Joe miniseries, I would 100% recommend picking up Scarlet. And if you read none others, just read that one. And I think that would be a good jumping off point going into the G.I. Joe ongoing.
Speaking of the G.I. Joe ongoing, on sale November 13th, G.I. Joe number one, story by Joshua Williamson, art by Tom Riley, Jordy Belair. This will be 40 pages, full color, $4.99 price for U.S. The biggest comic book launch of the decade, Conrad Hauser, codenamed Duke, has assembled a special force known as G.I. Joe to battle the rising power of the mysterious Cobra. In the aftermath of the Autobots and Decepticons' arrival on Earth, there you go, but in the enigmatic Cobra Commander has unleashed the power of Energon like never before, featuring many familiar faces, and the first appearance of an all-new character. This is a comic that will change everything you think you know about G.I. Joe. And that's only half the surprises in store from the chart-topping Energon Universe Dream Team of Joshua Williamson and Tom Riley. And we've got a bunch of covers. We've got Transformers number 14 here. We already talked about Red Rivals number 14, whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to checking it out at least to see what it's all about. I wish we knew ahead of time how long. I mean, generally I know, like, it's usually 5, 6, 7 issues for a full story for trade paperback kind of thing for comics. But I wish we kind of knew going in, like, how long this first story arc is going to be. So we can then judge and figure out if by issue 3 we're done with it, we can move on to whatever else.
Yeah, because the miniseries obviously are the 5. So far what we've seen with Transformers and Void Rivals, there's 6 issues. So I would presume it's going to be 6 for the arc?
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Isn't that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say 6. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting issue number 1. You said that was November 13th, correct?
Yes, sir.
So we're only a couple weeks away from that.
Yeah.
But looking forward to that. So So on that note, what do you got for plugs?
plugs. I actually closed all that already. Geekcastradio.com, you can check us out over there. We've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up. I am insane, folks. I'm trying to record, edit, and publish over 40 podcasts before the end of the year. I am a machine. I am insane. Currently, we just released an interview with Joshua Lastain, who is a transactional entertainment lawyer. If you're wanting to know anything about entertainment law and how any of that works, go listen to that interview. That was very, very fascinating. We just released Boba Fett Season 1, Mandalorian Season 3, Episode of Studio 2009. We did a double feature Deadpool episode. We did how Steve Megatron and I did how podcasts and video are not the same thing. So that's another cool one that we did. We got a bunch of stuff over at geekcastradio.com. Just head on over there, check that out. Find something you like. We got comics, TV, movies, all kinds of stuff. We got video game stuff, all that good stuff.
You run the gamut on all things geek.
Pretty much. We try our best.
That it?
I think so, unless you want me to run down the list of Studio 2009 craziness I'm doing for 31 podcasts in December.
No, it's okay. And you're also doing that 24-hour live stream, too.
Right? Nope. I do not do live streams. I record, then edit. There is a huge difference.
Maybe we should do one for the Energon universe. All right, my plugs. You can find us at anothercomicreview.com, and you can find me at youtube.com/matrix_prime. I have not yet put out my review of the studio series 86 Prime. I still have not actually opened the box yet. I still have it in the box. So I'm looking at it right now. At some point, I'm going to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us in 2044 when he opens it up.
Maybe that'll be part of the live stream. We'll open it up on the live stream. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, when I do YouTube reviews, I point, shoot, and talk. And however long I talk is how long the video is.
Well, that's what I did with that's what I typically did with my old reviews. There was zero editing for the most part. But yeah, I want to do a little bit more with this one, maybe. All right, that's all I got. All right, next up, I think we got Void Rivals. So we'll see you in the next episode.
Yep. Void Rivals number 14, I believe.
Till next time. Jesse signing off.
See ya. Another comic review, ignite the night. Transformers War and G.I. Joe's fight. Void Rivals clash in a flash of light. Tune in now for your comic fight. Panel One Comic Review, ignite the night. Transformers War and G.I. Joe's fight. Void Rivals clash in a flash of light. All right, folks. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Pullbag. Check us out next time when we'll be doing more syndicated episodes here at the end of 2024. Make your greatest game to comics, and we will catch you next time.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.